following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, how's it going, Refuge Family? It's Pastor David here with today's Refuge Daily, brought to you in none other than Megabit's room. Where is he at, Megabit? That's the homie Megabit right there. If you don't know him, you should. In one of the children's ministry rooms right now, and a Megabit represents one of the fruit of the Spirit, this self-control. And so this is where I'm at right now. Wanted to bring you a quick encouragement. First off, I want to start by asking a question, which you won't be able to answer because I can't hear you. I don't know how many of you have read this. This is A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God book. If you have not read it and you're a believer, you got to read it. It's one of those books where it'll continue to be a classic until Jesus comes back. It is that good. It's something A.W. Tozer does at the end of every single chapter. Is he kind of, you go over a section and then he closes it out in prayer. And I want to read something he said. This is what he said in, I believe it's right after chapter one. It says this: "O God, I have tasted thy goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more. I am painfully conscious of my need of further grace." I love that. "I'm painfully conscious of my need for further grace. I am ashamed of my lack of desire. O God, the triune God, I want to want thee. I long to be filled with longing. I thirst to be made more thirsty still. Show me thy glory, I pray thee, so that I may know thee indeed. Begin in mercy a new work of love within me. Say to my soul, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Then give me grace to rise and follow thee up from the misty lowland where I have wandered so long. In Jesus' name, amen." This literally reminds me, and I think the chapter really, it started with Psalm 63 was kind of the premise, and he was talking about it. And it reminds me of that. So I want to read Psalm 63 to you. It's a Psalm of David. It says this: "O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I've seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night, because you are my helper. I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. But those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will come down into the depths of the earth. They will die by sword and become the food of jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear to tell the truth will praise him, while liars will be silenced." There are two kind of things going on here. So when I read that Psalm of David and when I see the prayer of A.W. Tozer, there's this recognition of this neediness that we have for God. God, I need you. God, I long, like I'm painfully aware of my need of your grace, meaning I'm painfully aware that God, I need you to intervene in my life and give me something that I do not possess within myself. God, would you give me this grace? Would you give me the ability, the strength to continue to walk and follow after you? And then he has this part where he says, "I long to be filled with longing." I love that. This need, this understanding of God, like I see a lack in myself. I see a lack of desire, but I desire to have more desire for you. I long to be filled with more longing for you. And it reminded me of Psalm 63, where David says, "I thirst for you." They're like, I'm in this place where there is water nowhere. I need what only you can give and impart. And this is my encouragement and my challenge for us today. So many times, and really this was an encouragement I had last week at a conference, and it was just a reminder for me that so many times we tend to, metaphorically speaking, we draw from a well that will never quench the thirst that we have. You know, we go to the well of career thinking that that's going to satisfy our thirst and bring us contentment. We go to relationships, we go to our outlets, whether that's, you know, it's fun, it's sports, or it's video games, or it's reading the newspaper, or it's hiking, or whatever. And we go to these things which are not bad, but we go to them thinking that they are going to bring this life-giving something to us, and we're shocked when it doesn't. And the reality is nothing apart from Jesus can give us this. I long to be filled with longing. God, give me the desire. Like, we need to be filled with this idea, with the reality that truly it's only Jesus that can satisfy this thirst that every single one of us have. And I love that he even says, oh God, I have tasted thy goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more. Jesus, it's so interesting that he truly can satisfy every need and bring contentment. But it's like for the believer who is content, it's almost like you're not content. And please hear me out on this. You are content in Christ, 100%. But because you know him, you're never content in your relationship being where it's at. You want more of Jesus. Over and over and over and over again. It's like my boy who, when we have water days and we play with the water, he loves it. He's content. He's stoked on the hose and the water falling on his face. But because he loves it so much, he doesn't want to just stay where he's at. He wants more of it over and over and over. And so it's like this contentment, but it's almost as if our room for contentment grows. And it just grows and grows. And so again, my encouragement for you guys and our challenge is to really assess, and I'm doing this right now, even as I'm recording this, in what areas am I drawing from wells that will bring water that will not satisfy my thirst? Where do I need to shift that to where I can draw from the well of Jesus? And so that's my encouragement for you guys. I love you guys. We'll catch you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.